from the radio version of a 94 Geostorm, live from Studio A. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hi, Guy.
Hi.
We made it.
Yeah, we're live again.
Nice, yeah. It's Friday.
Yeah.
This is really, really nice. Once again, the best way to start my weekend, pretty much every weekend, coming on and talking sports for 30 minutes.
There you go.
Traffic is nice. Right? Look at the construction on the new road's looking good.
It's getting there.
There's an intersection. You can walk safely across the road almost.
Well, I don't know.
Almost.
Safely.
One day. Yeah, one day, man. One day at a time. Good week?
So far, so good.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Also me, yes.
The day is early.
Yes, but it's going to get better. Yeah. I got a good feeling about this one. Yeah, why not? Sports-wise.
Yeah, sports.
Anything good happen?
My Vikings won.
Your Vikings did win.
It actually looked really good.
They did. Their defense, once again, steps up and is playing really, really well. Turns out when your quarterback, Sam Darnold, plays a little bit better,
you have no mistakes.
You don't make it. You know, he had a fumble, but he also played well enough to win, and they did. So that's good. They say that good teams are supposed to win in spots like this.
Yes.
You're supposed to beat the Jaguars. You're supposed to beat the Titans. If you don't, you really should start asking yourself what kind of good team are you? Vikings look like a real good team.
I think they're still ranked in the top 10 for power rankings too.
That feels right.
Yeah.
Now when they pass the eye test.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be like our teams of the past, defense.
You sure?
Defense,
yep.
You know. But as O'Connell always says, three phases.
Sure. Yeah, they're
offense,
kicker.
Defense, and then special teams.
They had a backup kicker, correct? And the backup kicker made two field goals. So that's how you can, you know.
Yeah, and a long snapper, too, is backup.
Boy, if you the Packers would kill for production like that, you know, out of their kicking unit.
We have.
Yeah, it's true. That's it's new.
Let's go there.
Let's see what the Packers won.
Yeah, barely over the Chicago Bears.
Also, more appropriately, the Bears lost.
Yep.
The Bears probably should have won that game. There was no real reason. If you looked at the percentages through the game of win percentage, the Bears should have won pretty much at every point.
Should have, could have, would have.
Right up until, they're the Bears. The Bears coaching staff is worse than the Packers coaching staff. Their roster is worse than the Packers.
No, their roster is not bad. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, the offense. The offensive talent there is, I mean, they've got everybody they need.
Once again, Caleb Williams is fun to watch and a pretty good quarterback.
He looked better.
Yep.
I mean, just that short week of having a new OC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they ran the ball. They were showing stats during the game that they're converting on third down.
Right.
They scored a touchdown, I swear. They said 20-some quarters.
23 quarters.
23 quarters without scoring an offensive touchdown. Finally, they got one in. I mean, the Packers won, so it's a little easier to take that.
What does that say about the Packers that they almost lost to a 4-5 or 4-6 team?
Well, I mean, it tells you what it didn't tell you about the Vikings. Like, I think the Vikings are a better team than the Packers. I think the way they're constructed, their roster, their coaching staff, all the little details on the fringe with their a defensive line play or consistency on offense or things like that. The Packers are squeaking by.
I mean, they had some big plays from the silly hamstring guy.
Yeah, Christian Watson, four catches for 100 and change, and the game winning touchdown or catch.
Several of those catches I watched the highlights. He was lucky.
Sure. Yes.
So. At that point, I mean, unlike, let's say, a Darnold to JJ or Addison catch.
Yes.
They looked good. They looked like it was routine.
I mean, come clutch time, I trust, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I trust Sam Darnold to Justin Jefferson over Jordan Love to, not everybody. I like Jalen Reed. I like when they get him the ball in space. Romeo Doubs had a couple of drops. Wicks doesn't. Yeah, the answer is Tucker Kraft. The answer is not Tucker Kraft. Yeah, I'd rather have Sam Darnold to Justin Jefferson than I would Jordan Love to the collective of the Packers offense. Yeah, which is
so
in clutch time.
Christian Watson's not a number one?
No, you can't. He doesn't play enough. It doesn't seem like he'll go
about. Did somebody say that they didn't need a number one titled?
Oh, yeah, you don't need. It's a nice luxury to have, right? Like, in order to have a number one, there are only so many, right? There's a reason teams give up huge capital to get them. They sign these number ones to $25 million a year contracts. There's about six of them in the league that you would take as a...
How's that working out for Dallas?
Right, yeah, terribly. I could talk about how terrible Dallas is just about any time.
Anyway.
So the Packers, what does it say about the Packers? That they're the second best, third best team probably in their division. They're still going to make the playoffs. Matt LaFleur's a great coach, right? Like, they win 13 games 3 years in a row. Yeah. They've got an MVP. They're doing things the right way, but nope.
What's that say about their defense? They couldn't stop.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they had like a short week kind of thing. They didn't know what kind of offense to prepare for. Like, you know, you fire an OC, and they played well enough to win, right? Like they blocked a kick with some shenanigans, but they won.
What some of the coaches say is, don't put yourself in that situation to begin with.
Correct. Yeah, they should have.
So.
Yeah, it tells you...
It should have been a blow-up by all rights.
Yes. Yeah. No, 100%. It was not. There wasn't a weather thing. It wasn't a fluke thing.
Yeah.
They just didn't play as well as
each team has
as the
that.
Vikings.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct. Maybe it's a lull in their season. You're going to see next week, this week, coming up this weekend, you're going to see a real test for kind of both teams, right?
Yeah.
We'll start Vikings-Bears. That kind of is that's a division game. You're going to see kind of that comparison of how good is Green Bay compared to the Vikings. They're playing, you know, a week later, the same kind of team. You get to kind of see, like, what's it going to do? Is this this feels like a spot where they lose a game, right? Like
Minnesota?
No, this is a win. This is a win is a win.
Minnesota, the defense is one of the highest blitzing teams in the NFL. The numbers say that Caleb Williams does not do well under blitzes at all.
I did see that number. Yep.
Yeah.
And he does the eye test on that one. You see a lot of back shoulder, like fading back, moving, not accurate passes. And in the NFL, you got to be right on or it's going to be deflected, picked, not complete.
Now, the downside is that our team gives up some kind of big chunk plays.
Mm-hmm.
Titans.
Maybe, sure.
You know. That 98-yard whatever.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, so our safety DB, cornerbacks, whatever, they give up those big plays.
And that's a scheme thing. If you blitz a lot, there are times where
a
cornerback slips. A cornerback just you know, misreads by just a second, and it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm sure Brian Flores repracticed and, you know.
Oh, he's a great coach.
But, I mean, I can see them giving up some chunk plays to Caleb, but that's about it. I think that's all really Minnesota kind of been their of any Achilles heel has been the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even with a Hall of Fame.
Sure.
You know, Harrison.
Harrison Smith at the back end, but you need more than
so Justin. I wouldn't be surprised if Caleb has numbers wise pretty decent.
Sure.
Maybe not touchdown throws, but just yardage wise.
But in the same kind of range as this Packers, or do you think it's like a 30-17 sort of their offense? Is this an offensive game then for the Vikings?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think because they're secondary. Because
their offense hasn't played exceptionally well in about a month.
Defense hasn't really stepped up that much either. Yep. They just kind of hold them in the game.
And the record shows that they went from undefeated to 7-3, something like that at this point in the season. So the Vikings, right? Like they're
eight.
Is it eight?
Yeah.
So they,
8-2.
They're kind of hitting a lull in their season too. But this is where good coaching and scout and doing it through, like, you're going to see the good teams start to step up now. You're seeing weaknesses on other teams getting exposed. Well,
you're going to start seeing a lot more injuries.
Sure.
And overcoming those injuries.
Yep. Depth.
So, yep.
And the big game, I think, you know, for me, Packers 49ers this weekend feels like the game of the week.
Well, it really is. I mean, the Packers. Right now, it sits Lions, Vikings, Packers, and the Bears. And the Lions, Vikings, Packers are 9-8-7 wins. So if Green Bay doesn't win, that'll push them back.
Yes.
Potentially two games. We won't even worry about the Bears, but that'll push them back two games or bring them up.
Right, or it's just a big log. It's all everybody's
in
first
place. If everybody wins, I mean, Lions, Vikings, the Packers, if they all win, it all stays the same. You know, it'll go one game behind each other. But, right now it's so tight that if you lose a game.
Yes, yes. For for the division race, it's a huge, right. You need to keep up. For yeah, the NFC playoff race, it's a huge matchup.
Wild card.
As a wild card team, yep, it's a huge matchup. As a rematch of last year's playoffs,
right?
It's a huge matchup. Yeah, we're talking playoffs. Packers 49ers was a they were so close. They should have won that game last year. You know, like they came within a play of winning that game too. I believe it was a Jordan Love interception, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
Cross the field, cross body throw, yeah. Real familiar to Packer fans out there. Yeah, so the Packers kind of it's a need one. The 49ers are down this year. They're sitting at 5-5. They've got as much talent as any team in football, at least top end of the roster.
For the most part.
They have some of the highest paid and best wide receivers, quarterbacks, running backs, offensive line, defensive line, cornerback, all over the field.
Not quarterback, though.
Not quarterback. Talent-wise, he's a pretty good – but, yes, he's very inexpensive until next year,
yep.
Brock Purdy. Packers need this win. Matchup-wise, it's a great matchup. Kyle Shanahan and Matt LaFleur, that's the same coaching tree.
Yep.
They've met many times. They've been on each other's staffs a couple times here and there. I'm looking forward to this game. A lot of running the football, I feel like. A lot of just like a play. It has a playoff feel to it.
Yeah, and surprising they didn't flex it because right now they're playing Sunday afternoon.
Oh, they're at 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Nice. Yeah. I know what I'm doing Sunday. I always know what I'm doing Sunday about this time. But, yeah, all right, Niners and Packers. And my prediction in this one is, I mean.
You're going to be a homer?
I can't. I want to be very much, right? Like, I want to be optimistic. The Packers need and want this win, but the 49ers are a really good team. Well-coached.
I mean, yeah, they are great. They're a really good team. You can see the inadequacies of not having what's the guy that held off over the weekend or over the offseason? The wide receiver.
Oh, Brandon Ayuk. Yes.
Yes.
Not having they've had injuries in their wide receiving room where Debo Samuel, all of their wide receivers have been hurt. All of them. Three or four.
Christian McCaffrey just came back.
And Christian McCaffrey is the best player in the NFL.
In my mind,
best offensive player for sure in the NFL. He missed the first half of the season.
And you see where they're at because of that.
Yep.
So he's
the type of guy, Christian McCaffrey, that you can hand the ball to 20 times. You can throw it to him 10 times, and you can control the game because he's just that good. He makes he can run over, run through, run around every player in the NFL on defense. So even without all of that offensive talent, and I see Brock Purdy is also hurt. But like
I think everybody's hurt at this point.
I think that's a weakness that gets exposed is if you can just keep running the ball. You know, Jordan Love doesn't get a chance to get as many possessions, and all of a sudden that one interception that you know he's going to throw is a lot more impactful.
Yeah.
When you don't, you know, you don't have extra possessions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm gonna say it's going to be like 17-13.
It'll be close.
49ers. Low-scoring game. It feels like a low-scoring game because the Packers' defense is really, really good.
Yeah.
I see field goals. I see a strange amount of punting, fumbled punts and weird things like that.
It'll be one of those, like a punt return or a kickoff return or something.
It feels like that feels about right.
Yep. Okay.
So but we will definitely be talking about that next week because, like I said, we're getting to that three-quarters stage of the season where every game actually really has a big impact. Not much else going on in the NFL.
Chiefs
otherwise.
Are now not undefeated. They lost.
Oh, I saw that.
Against the Buffalo Bills.
That was a predictable outcome.
Yeah.
Bills look really good. Josh Allen looks like an MVP like he does every single year. But once again, the Chiefs are the Chiefs, and I still think they're the best team in football.
Yeah. The other one that was kind of a big one was the Eagles did win over the Commanders. The Ravens lost to the Steelers, and then the Steelers lost last night. So that's confusing a little bit. Broncos just throttled the Falcons.
Yeah.
38-6.
I mean, I hate to say that we are underrating Sean Payton, who's won a Super Bowl and, you know, like kind of crashed out Russell Wilson's career. But looks like that team looks really, really good.
Sean Payton didn't want him.
Right. They're going to be a playoff team. That is kind of a.
Which is really good.
And
Bo
Nix is probably going to be the rookie of the year.
Yeah, at this point.
I feel like his numbers just keep getting better and better.
They did a redraft for the quarterbacks. And it was funny because all the analysts were like, yeah, I'd take Caleb maybe three or four now down.
I mean, maybe. I still think Caleb Williams right now, has an upside that none of these other quarterbacks have.
But because he's in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, that's the downside. Yeah,
that's an alternate. They said that.
That's an odd downside, but whoever, like if Bo Nix was in Chicago, Bo Nix would be having just the same year that Caleb Williams is having, 100%.
Or Jaden Daniels.
Yes, yep, all those things. Yep, I believe all that.
Well, I think Jaden Daniels is a little bit, I mean, I think Jaden Daniels is better anyway, though, than Caleb Williams. He's just more, he's more NFL ready right now.
Yes.
You know, so he looks better now, but yeah.
So that I, like I said, other than that, who got fired in the NFL?
Oh,
the Jets general manager.
Oh yeah,
got fired. Man,
why not?
That is an Aaron Rodgers dumpster fire. That is so.
You think he'll
funny.
Be back next year?
No, absolutely not.
I think so?
I think this is it. I think they're going to keep stumbling through this season, and you can't bench him, right? Like you can't cut him. You can't bench him. You got to just keep playing until he says, "I'm going to sit out the rest of this season because we're 3-11, and we're going to finish the season up with whoever the backup is." And at that point, your career is done as a 40-year-old quarterback coming.
I would think so. I mean, he has not, for the reasons why they brought him in.
Yeah.
You saw those glimpses of decline.
Yeah.
At Green Bay.
Man,
this
could be the Packers' fire. That's the thing is, because the general manager got out ahead of this, and the coaching staff got out ahead of this. Yeah, this could be a Packers problem, and it's so nice to have it not be a Packers problem. Yeah, the GM, the coach getting fired, the interim coach does nothing. Turns out you can't fix any of these problems midseason. It's an off season thing with the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers is done. Yeah, there's not a bounce back to this. You come back, you're not coming back to the Jets, right? Like there's no real good reason to have him come back to the Jets unless you draft a quarterback in the first round and really put in plan the play, you know, like you're the
whatever
quarterback
coach,
and tell you're not.
Because the thing is, when you get a brand new coach and GM,
sure,
they're going to want their guy.
Yes.
You know, whoever it is going, I don't want Aaron.
And in the NFL now, you're seeing teams willing to take a $50 million cap hit to get rid of a quarterback and not think twice about it. You're going to see it with Deshaun Watson. You're going to see it with you saw it with Russell Wilson. You'll see it with Daniel Jones. In the offseason, teams are willing to pay a big chunk of money just to not have.
Well, they're sitting Daniel Jones for a lot of reasons, but one of them is he's got an injury clause.
If Daniel Jones, the quarterback for the Giants, if he gets hurt in the next few weeks of the season, he's out. The Giants are out his entire salary for next year guaranteed, so he's not going to play. It has a lot to do with how bad he's playing because
he's not even listed as. He's probably listed as the fourth.
Right. Yes.
Because they brought in a quarterback.
They want to make sure that he doesn't see the field, which means I assume he's not practicing either, because if he gets hurt in practice, I assume same deal, right?
Yeah.
That's the NFL.
So Jones is done. In the NFL, did you want to talk about one of the penalties or one of the
– Oh, yes.
You want to do that?
Let's touch on the word of the day.
Yes.
Is holding. Yes, as a NFL fan, holding is the most aggravating penalty because every time it seems like when there's a flag thrown on a big run, as a fan, you just know it's an offensive holding call. No. And I'm only going to talk about offensive holding, not defensive holding necessarily. Offensive holding, let's say that you are the blocker and I am the defensive player. I'm trying to go around you. You as the offensive player physically grab me with your hands on my jersey, and you're moving me around, and they say holding happens on every play, which is true. What happens is me as the defensive player, as soon as I move a little bit to the left or the right, it becomes really clear that you're holding me because my jersey gets stretched out.
Yep.
Or you'll see players now in the NFL, defensive players throwing their hands up, really selling it like a soccer flop, that they are getting held. You'll see, and it's a big penalty because it negates whatever play just happened, and it's now 3rd and 10. It becomes a big play.
Well, you get called on it because I think it automatic first down.
On offense. We're talking offensive holding.
Yeah. Oh, offensive.
Offensive holding.
Oh, never mind.
Yep. If I'm the offensive player.
Defensive holding.
Yep. Yeah, it's on offense. It becomes such a drive killer because you go from 1st and 10 to 1st and 20.
Right.
You go from 2nd and 5 to 2nd and 15. It's it changes what you're doing on offense. It makes you're typically a holding penalty will lead to a punt.
Yeah.
Leads to an end of a drive because you've run a correct play, right? Like you ran a play that was successful, which in the NFL is hard to do.
And more times than not, if it's a running play, it's meaning that somebody holds.
Correct. You'll see a hole that just seems too big. And then when they show it on the replay, you'll see clearly an offensive guard, tackle, whoever is, because when the defensive player falls and the offensive player is still holding him off, they throw that flag every single time. There are referees on the field. The reason it gets called every single time is there are two referees, one on each sideline, specifically only looking for offsides and holding calls.
And yet they still miss it.
And that's the thing. They say it could happen on every play, which I guess when they watch that, they have the cameras where they have a camera on everybody, you know, like the all film. And I'm guessing on those, you see a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of holding, which, like I said, it's that big, big play that it really breaks a team. That's what they say, discipline. You know, when they talk coaching, they talk about how much coaching makes a difference and being disciplined. It's holding. It really, really is. If you can get away with it, you are going to win more games. Sure. If you don't get away with it, you're going to be the Jets, the Bears, the worst.
The Ravens are the worst penalized team. So
yeah, holding is the word of the day. It is, like I said, it's a thing when you're watching a game that really, really.
It never surprises me. I mean, I watched a couple times games with my wife,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden you can see they throw the flag. I go, oh, it's holding. She's like, how do you know that?
Every
because
time.
Because the run play worked.
Yes.
And worked really well. So that means usually somebody holds.
Yep. When you see a clean play, you know it wasn't face mask. You know it wasn't an offsides or a false start.
When the running back doesn't get touched, usually.
Yep. Sometimes there's really good blocking, but most of the time it's because somebody got away with a hold. Yep. Or in this case, when they throw a flag, they didn't. So that's the word of the day. It's holding.
We should call it like Gigi's Corner.
I'm not sure. Well, we're going to workshop that. I like word of the day. But
Gigi's word of the day?
We're getting there.
Penalty of the day?
I like what's happening here.
Okay.
Way to go, us.
Next.
Next, the MVP of baseball was announced.
So is the MLB Coach of the Year.
Coach of the Year, Pat Murphy for the Milwaukee Brewers. That is so cool. Yeah, Pat Murphy, it's his first year as a full-time manager since he was the head baseball coach at Notre Dame University, where Craig Counsell was his, I assume, second baseman or something.
Yep.
Pat Murphy won Coach of the Year. Man, the Brewers are so good with very little expectations. Good on Pat Murphy. He was longtime assistant to Craig Counsell.
Okay.
And now, Coach of the Year. Way to go him. MVP, Shohei Ohtani in the National League.
Really?
First designated hitter in a very, 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 very long time. He had an incredible season. 50-plus home runs, 50-plus stolen bases.
He created that 50-50 club, didn't he? Or
No.
The 52-52 club or something, whatever.
He put up numbers that no one has ever seen in baseball. He played 150 games. Next year, he's gonna try to pitch next year too.
He's now World Series champion.
And also World Series champion.
Which I think it's all he wanted. Yeah. Really, that's all you want as a player.
Feels like it. You know you're going to be successful when you win the World Series, right? Like,
I mean,
you're
the paycheck's have a good not year. Bad either. But.
No, he's going to make $1 billion eventually. And then in the American League, another unanimous MVP, Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is an incredible athlete. He is 6'6". He's a just huge monster hitter. He almost had the Triple Crown. I think he came up, he was third in batting average, but otherwise first in RBIs and home runs.
Just came up short in the World Series.
Yep. Well, he was terrible in the postseason, but luckily it's not a postseason award. There's nobody who is even close to as good as either of those two guys, and it shows you what good money can buy in baseball because they're also the two highest paid players in baseball.
Okay.
Badgers. Oh, Wisconsin Badgers, their basketball team beat Arizona, and then a couple days ago beat Texas Rio Grande Valley. They're legit. The university, they've come from Division II up to Division I. Badgers are sitting at an 18 in the country, I believe.
Wow.
Very, very surprisingly, they do this every year.
Who's their coach?
Greg Gard. It's still Greg Carr. He's, yes. It, you know, it, I, but his offense for the second consecutive year really looks good. Yeah. They got a John Tonge is the guy's name who recruited in. They transferred in. He's putting up 25 a game.
Nice.
He set the Badger record with 40 or second to Kaminsky and with 40 some points. 42, I think it was, and he had 22 free throws.
No.
The Badgers are leading the country in free throw percentage.
Well.
Why not? You know, like that's one of those, like, if you don't have the real talent, man, make your free throws. And okay. They are. That's kind of fun to watch.
Badger football?
They're playing Nebraska.
Yeah, but they talk about that game. Number one team they played.
They were so close. Man, they almost beat Oregon. I was watching the fourth quarter of that game. They were playing real.
So the kind of
Badger, old school,
right? Offense. But it kind of is the same comparison to the Green Bay.
And they also, I believe, fired their OC in the bye week too.
So, but it's kind of like the Green Bay Bear game.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they
so close to win it, and then they didn't.
And then, talent wise, Oregon has so much speed, so much talent that the Badgers just couldn't match. They went down. Their quarterback did not play well. Threw for less than 100 yards on like 20 completions. Some ghastly bad numbers. Okay. And they missed a chance to. They stopped a fourth down. The Oregon was going down the field. They stopped a fourth down fake. They faked the field goal on fourth down. Badgers stopped him. Got the ball back. Trying to get down the field to tie the game with a field goal, maybe even win it, just uglying it down the field, and their quarterback threw a pick. Yeah. And that was it. Man, they were so close.
Does that show like a light of hope maybe for – no.
No.
It was a fluke.
I mean, you fired your offensive coordinator after the game, right? Like that's how good of a game that they feel like they could have won it if not for their offense. But you got 4 weeks left in the season. They have the third longest streak in the country of bowl games at like 19 in a row.
When there's 1,000 bowl games out
there. It still means that it's that consistent, like the Steelers. Mm. They're always finishing above 500, which, you know, they're playing Nebraska this week, who's also 5-5. This is a must win because they're not firing their coach or head coach this year, but they already fired their offensive coordinator. I'd like to see them run the ball about 48 times.
Yeah.
Like, just give me an old school Badgers game. I don't need the quarterback to do anything. Throw it 12 times.
Yeah.
Just do that for me. Do that for me, the fan, would you please? Thank you, Luke Fickell, for listening to that. Got about a minute and a half.
Yep.
A little over. What else?
Yeah.
Jake Paul, Mike Tyson happened.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to talk about that.
Yep.
Someone's
suing Netflix finally for that.
I mean, it was.
But I don't know.
It is such a. Is such a sketch promotion. It was wrestling with boxing gloves and
the preliminary cards.
Super good card.
They were really good. I watched two of them.
As bad as the streaming quality was, I watched.
It wasn't bad.
The women's fight was really good. The fight before it was really good. I like boxing. I like watching good boxing. It's so disappointing to see that at the end of that. What else happened? Ray Lewis, former middle linebacker, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl winner.
Yep.
Defensive MVP, great dancer, Ray Lewis. He was a great dancer. Is the new head coach of Florida Atlantic University. Good. Florida Atlantic University has hired Lane Kiffin went to Florida Atlantic before he as a stepping after he got fired. Went to FAU. FAU pour a ton of money into their athletics. Ray Lewis is looking to follow into the Deion Sanders path of. He's from the area.
Sure.
He's the head coach now of Florida Atlantic University. Why not? You know, if you're Florida Atlantic,
is there another Ravens coach?
We could talk about that next week. His coaching staff and the people around FAU are NFL quality. Yeah. They're looking at a pretty good boost. Got about
15 seconds. 15
Man,
seconds.
This is a great show.
Yeah.
Way to go, you.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, WDRT, for opening up the doors and letting us do this. And I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Let's try this again next week. Bye.